Hang on, it's Dylan here. My wife dropped off car this morning to get it looked at, and the Subaru Outback, black one. And you recommended we take it to Transfix, or someone did. I can't remember who she spoke to. Yeah, so I took it to Transfix today, and he had a look at it, and he like ran the diagnostics and whatever. And nothing about the transmission was coming up, according to him. He was getting like a few, I've got the codes in my phone, I can't remember what they are. I got a photo of them, but they're like a few B codes, but they're about like power dropping out and stuff like that. But he said something to do possibly with the alternator, but even he was not sure, but he was pretty confident it wasn't a transmission thing. Right. Yep, so we got RACV out before that, and they ran some diagnostics and tested the battery. So the battery was fine. We actually got it only like 18 months ago. Like it was 100%. And he was getting some like C codes, like the RACV guy. And they were like ABS. One was, what were they in?
ABS and... transmission control and parking brake.
Yeah, so it was, so ECM control system, transmission control module fault, and parking brake system communication circuit. So I showed that to the Transfix guy, and he was saying that's probably like just again like the lack of power or something, like tripping the sensors throughout the car, which was causing those. But yeah, he couldn't get it. He, like, nothing about the transmission popped up for him apart from, yeah, a bunch of power B codes. But yeah, I don't know what to do now. Yeah, we assume as much. Yeah. Yeah. Yep, that's fine. Do you have anything available anytime soon? I assume not. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's why we assumed it, like it'll take a little while. So, just, yeah, whenever you're first available, is it, I guess. Yeah, we can. We'll take whatever your first one is. So. Yeah, 15th for a couple of days. Okay, good to know. Oh, I think so. Yep. 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 Okay, cool. Good to know. And like, do you think it's fine for us to like drive it in the meantime, like short trips? Like, yeah, okay. Like it's. Yeah, it's definitely losing power and like sometimes it's fine. Sometimes, like I drove it all the way to Bundura to drop it off, like, to show it to the bloke today, and it was fine. But then, like, coming home, like, it took a while to start, like, the ignition, and then, like, slow acceleration. So you push down the accelerator, there's kind of no power, and then it kind of kicks in. But then it was mostly fine. So, like, is that something to be worried about, or is that, like, we should still be able to drive it and just be a bit careful around those kind of things? Yeah. Okay. Yep. 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 We can do that for sure. Okay. Good to know. Cool. Thank you. No worries. Cheers, mate. Bye.